Welcome to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. We pray that this message will strengthen and encourage you. Now here's a message from one of our special guests.
Wow. I had so much fun in the afternoon in the Spanish service. Oh, it was awesome, man. It was awesome. Glory to God. You may be seated. Kathy and I have moved to Lima, Peru. We're now technically missionaries on the staff of a church called Camino de Vida. There's 18,000 people meeting in five campuses. Every service, people are saved. Every service. It's a church that is multi-age, from the oldest to the youngest. And at 7:30 on Sunday night, the second Sunday night service, it is wall-to-wall people and the young people singing and dancing and shouting and praising God. Glory to God. I told Pastor Robert, you go preach somewhere else. I'll preach here every Sunday night. But thank you. I preach in all the five campuses. I'm now leading the team in Peru, going into every city, large, small, and we invite every senior pastor of every church to come spend 2 days with us, and we're teaching and training them how to bring their churches out of the dark ages, you know, and become a modern church. Because most Latin American churches have very few young people and very few young marrieds. And if you don't have those, your church is dying. And showing them how to go about it and how to bring it about and how to fill their churches. And on top of that, I mentor a whole lot of people. And on top of that, I'm now, Pastor Robert called me and he said, I want you to go to a church that used to be several thousand. It's now down to 150. He said, the pastor wants you there. And he said, I want you to go mentor him and teach him how to get his church going. He said, every couple of years, he changes track. And he said, let's get this thing moving for him. So we're working night and day. In fact, I didn't realize how hard we worked till I came here, and then I stopped for a couple of days. I went, man, I'm tired. Yeah, but when you don't know you're tired, you just keep going. Praise God. And we're having the time of our life. Hallelujah. I preach in youth rallies. I preach in women's meetings. Glory to God. The only thing I won't do is preach in old folks' meetings. I hang out with the young people. Come on, I'm serious. I hang out with the young people. Yeah, yeah. I'm already old. I know how to act old. All right. You get your Bible. Open it anywhere you want. Genesis chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. In British Columbia, Canada, which is very beautiful, the Canadian Rockies are there, but in amongst all of that are these little towns. And if you go and live there, you have to deal with the fact that most days you're living under an oppressive system because it's so overcast. And they tell people that move in order to survive here, at least once a month, you've got to leave these little towns, go to some major city where there's lots of light. Even businesses have lights that replicate daylight. See, darkness always brings issues. The majority of crime is committed at night. Now, the reading that we read is very interesting. In it is one of the 100 biblical figures of speech. It's called the law of first mention. That means the first occurrence. It's very important. And it establishes an unchangeable pattern with the subject. And it remains unchanged throughout Scripture. So all of a sudden there's creation and there's darkness. Are you with me? Talk to me. All right? There's darkness. And God speaks to the darkness. I'm just waiting for you to catch up. Yeah. God speaks to the darkness and says, "Let there be light." In fact, the original Hebrew puts it this way: God said, "Light be," and light was. It happened so fast that they had to put it in the past tense. So right there, God establishes the principle of turning darkness into light. Hallelujah. What does this mean to you and I today? When our life is out of order, when chaos exists, sickness and pain come, we need help with finances, family issues, healing and health. It means darkness has come into our life. But God is not turned off by your need. God wants to turn your darkness into light. Come on, hallelujah. He did that right at the beginning. And it's never changed in the mind of God. I repeat, He wants to turn your darkness into light, and all God's got to do is speak a word into your darkness, and light will come. He wants to come into the midst of your darkness and bring creative order to it so He can make something beautiful out of it. We need to get a word from God. God's word is creative and God's word is authoritative. And God was showing way back there, when He speaks, it happens, it comes to pass. And all throughout Scripture, God brought light to darkness. God does not, let me rephrase that. God does not speak just to communicate. God speaks to create, to bring light into your darkness. His word is motivated by love, mobilized in light, and manifested as life. Numbers 23, 19 and 20. God is not a man that He should lie, nor a son of man that He should repent. Has He said it and will He not do it? Or has He spoken and will He not make it good? Behold, He has received commandment to bless, and He shall bless, and He cannot reverse it. Listen to me. God does not lie, and God cannot change, alter, or reverse His word. Hallelujah. And God's going to bring light into some of your darkness tonight. Psalm 119 and verse 130. The entrance of my word gives light, not darkness, light. You can't have light and darkness. If there's darkness, you cannot see where you're meant to be going. And I challenge you tonight to dream big dreams and allow God to enlarge your capacity and enlarge your influence so God can take you to another dimension, hallelujah, and to rise up and come out of the darkness. Leonardo da Vinci said this: the problem in life is not we aim too high and hit it. Sorry, and miss it. The problem in life is we aim too low and hit it. Everything God does begins with a word. If you have a word from God, that changes everything. You see, John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus is the illustration of God's Word. When Jesus showed up in the New Testament, religious leaders didn't know what to do with him. It wasn't that he did the miracles. It was this, John 7:46. They said, no man ever spoke like this man, because the words of Jesus bring light and life. Come on, hallelujah. Psalm 107 verse 20. He sent his word and he healed them and delivered them from their destructions. When God gets ready to deal with a situation, he doesn't have to show up physically. He simply sends his word. Thank God for that. Can you say amen? Amen. All God has to do is send his word. When God said, let there be light, the atmosphere became impregnated with his word. And that same word is here tonight. Come on, are you with me? That same creative, authoritative word is here tonight to bring light into your darkness. Remember the story of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead in John 11. Jesus did not go down into the tomb where Lazarus was. He stood outside and said, roll the stone away. He didn't even send his disciples down into the tomb. He simply cried out, Lazarus, come forth. He sent a word into the tomb, a living word into a dead, dark situation, and out of the grave came a living man. Hallelujah. I've come here tonight to tell somebody who's listening to me, even though your promise and your future and your body and your situation seems dead and dark, God is sending a word into that situation, hallelujah, and creating light. You remember in Luke 1, Mary, virgin, angel of the Lord tells her she's going to have a baby. She knew no man. It's impossible. But then comes the word, with God, all things are possible. Mary replies, let it be done to me according to your word. Come on, hallelujah. Yeah. Now let me explain something to you. When you're coming out of the darkness and into light, hang out with faith people. Don't hang out with people that don't believe. So I want to help them. No, hang out with faith people. He'll say to you, I'll stand with you. I'll pray with you. I'll watch with you. I'll help you. When you get down, I'll pull you up. Come on, hallelujah. I'm not going to let you go back into the darkness. Mary goes over to Elizabeth's house. Elizabeth is 6 months pregnant, carrying John. Elizabeth said, when Mary entered her house, the baby leapt within me and she was filled with the Holy Spirit. When you are carrying the promise of God, the Word of God, you will feel something move within you. It's the Holy Spirit and the atmosphere of faith bringing creation. Hallelujah. Today, tonight, some of you are sick. Some of you are in pain. Some of you have had diseases that you couldn't get any help for. Well, I'm here tonight to tell you, according to the Word of God, that God's going to bring light into your darkness. Come on, hallelujah. God's going to bring light into your darkness. Let every head be bowed and every eye closed. The first miracle we're going to pray for tonight is the greatest miracle that can happen to a human being. That is the miracle of Jesus Christ coming into your heart and into your life and washing all of your sin away. So what are you talking about? Every human being is born into this world with an inherent nature of sin because of the fall of Adam and Eve. But God said, I'll not leave you like that. I'll make a way out for you. So his son Jesus went to the cross, and on the cross he took the sin of all mankind upon himself. And he said, if you will make a choice, a decision to invite me into your heart and life, I will come in and I will wash all of your sin away. And I'll become your Savior, and you shall know for sure that you belong to me and I belong to you. And we want to pray for men and women tonight, for Jesus to become their Savior. That's the first miracle. With every head bowed, every eye closed, in order for us to pray for you tonight for that to happen, I'm just simply going to ask you to raise your hand, signifying you want us to pray for that first. Just put it up, let me see it, and then put it down. Hands are starting to go up. God bless you, God bless you. Hands going up all over the place. God bless you, all over the building. God bless you. Let's all stand together. We're not going to bring you to the front tonight. We're going to pray for you right where you're standing. And we're going to pray a prayer asking Jesus to come into your life and wash your sin away. So I'm going to ask the entire crowd to repeat this prayer out loud after me, along with the people that raised their hands. Here we go. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you tonight, and I thank you for this opportunity to invite you into my life. I confess to you now that I am a sinner and I need you. I ask you to wash all of my sin away. I thank you now, Lord Jesus, that you are hearing and answering my prayer. You are now coming into my life. You are now washing my sin away. You're now becoming my Savior. You now belong to me, and I belong to you. thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Amen. Give Jesus a hand clap. Amen. You may be seated. Now, there are people here tonight, I'm sure. You have sickness. You have pain. You have disease. You have some kind of malfunction. Some of it may be very great. Some of it may be almost incidental. But tonight, God wants to speak light into your darkness. And we want to minister to you and pray for you. So if you need healing of some kind tonight, I'm going to ask you to stand to your feet. Whoa. Wow. My, my, my. The Bible says, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. That doesn't mean I've got to lay hands on you or Pastor Dan or Luke. You can lay hands on yourself. Laying hands is nothing in the hand. It's just a point of contact for releasing faith. The Bible says that prayer of faith shall save the sick. The Bible says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. The Bible says, by his stripes you were healed. Come on, hallelujah. And we can go on and on and on. By his stripes you are healed. So I'm going to encourage you right now to take your right hand, if you can, place it on the part of your body that is afflicted. If you cannot do that, just put it on your heart or your forehead. Just close your eyes. Don't do anything, don't say anything. Just let the Spirit of God start ministering. Let the Spirit of God minister. Now I'm going to pray while you do that. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I take authority over every sickness, every pain, every disease, every malfunction, and I command healing and health to flow into these people's bodies. I drive out the spirit of sickness. I loose the spirit of affliction. I command pain to go. I command miracles to happen right now. Right now. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Father, come. Let that word that speaks light into darkness pervade their bodies now. Right now. Just let it happen, Lord. Let it happen. Just let it happen all over this auditorium. Let it happen in Jesus' name. I release every person here tonight. Now, Now, the next thing we're going to do is take a step of faith. We talked about it this morning. And we're going to lift our hands to God, and the whole crowd will do it with you. And we're going to shout. Everybody say shout.
Shout.
Okay. We're going to shout our praise and thanksgiving to God for the miraculous happening before we ever see it. Come on, let's do that right now. Shout thanksgiving to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for listening to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. If this message spoke to you, please share it with us. We'd love to hear from you. You can find more information at www.rockchurch.com.